231-347-1001.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two. I got a text comment back from Kim. By the way, Wednesday, March 27, 2024. I don't golf. Any ideas on hitting home runs? My grandson is starting baseball soon. Yes. Now, is he in Pee Wee League? How old is he? Do they have fences? Or if it's Pee Wee, no fences, and you got to just run your butt off after you hit one? Does he bat right-handed or left-handed? Send me that information, and I'll get back to you. Rick, Officer Rick, he says that golf swing is of the old folks. Yes, it is. There's no back twisting. As we get older, we don't have that twisting ability, and it's stupid to twist anyway in a golf swing. Actually, one of the pro golfers now that's really doing well on the tour has adopted Mo Norman's swing. I forget his name, but one of the pros is using it. The youth of today have no clue what a sickle is. They would probably have a weed whacker swing. Yes, they would. Yep. Put in the oil mix gas and pull the string and use the weed whacker. Sickles, man, they were awesome. Grandpa would sharpen those suckers. They were so sharp. Those cattails in Lapeer, down by his mailbox, Daly Road. Is that in Lapeer, Bill? William Hamilton listening? Daly Road. Remember? No. That was Bill and Sandy Komet's horse farm in Metamora. They were on Daly Road. What was Grandpa's address? I don't remember. Jim in Toledo, 1968, 84 Tigers. What? Nobody even warmed up. Nobody was in the bullpen. That is amazing. Mickey Lolich. One of the most interesting baseball facts I've ever heard. Also, the Lolich three-game win was just incredible. He actually, I remember watching the in 1968, it was summer after school, was out, July or August. William Hamilton, yes, Daly Road is just north of Lapeer. Does Daly Road go over to Metamora? Because Bill and Sandy Komet had a horse farm with a Frank Lloyd Wright home that we had on the market sold for them. I listed it, and it was a Frank Lloyd Wright home on Daly. I want to say Daly Road was Bill and Sandy's place. I'll have to ask my mom. She may. No, it does not. It does not go to Metamora. Okay, maybe Grandpa's farm was on Daly Road. Randy Walker says, I have a sickle. Well, get it out, and I'll teach you natural golf. It was his grandpa's. Yep. Well, anyway, getting back, I remember watching a game. I was 10 years old, my mom's basement. It was hot out. No, Mom, I'm not cutting the grass until after the baseball game. It'll be cooler. Okay, what do you want for dinner? Roast beef, mashed potatoes, and gravy. A gallon of milk and six rolls. Pound of butter. You're eating me out of house and home. She used to laugh. Mickey Lolich was in trouble. I want to say it was the ninth inning, and they were only up by 1-0, 2-0. It was a tight game. Bases loaded. And who was the manager of the Tigers in 68? Jim Leyland was 1984. Man, I can picture his face, but I can't remember. I think it was the pitching coach. It was the manager. He got the bullpen up, and he was going to walk out to the mound. And Mickey Lolich got off the mound and charged him at the baseline. He didn't stand on the mound and wait for the manager to come and talk to him. Sparky Anderson. 1984 was Sparky Anderson, not Jim Leyland, right? Yeah, Sparky Anderson. Leyland was later. Anyway, it was the manager. Who managed the 1968 Tigers? Somebody, Kim, looked that up for me. Text it to me. He comes out of the dugout. He's going to walk to the mound, and Lolich gets off the mound and charges at him right at the baseline. You turn around, and you get your butt back in that dugout, and you tell that youngster out there in the bullpen to sit his butt down. He literally pointed at the bullpen. Nobody out. Bases loaded. They're only up 1-0, 2-0. Lolich was so ticked off, he struck out the next three batters in a row. 1-2-3. Boston Red Sox, I think it was Boston, at home, Tiger Stadium, 1968. Mayo Smith, thank you, Bob from Hillsdale. Vicky says Sparky, I know. Jim Leyland was later, is when they went to the World Series and got their butts kicked. That was Jim Leyland. Yep, Mayo Smith, Phyllis got it too. Mayo Smith had the audacity to come out of the bullpen and was going to talk to Mickey Lolich. Mickey Lolich, by the way, owned a donut shop in downtown Rochester, right on Main Street. Didn't know if you knew that or not. But anyway, you get your butt back in the dugout and you tell that youngster out there to sit his butt down. He went back to the mound, he rubbed up the ball, and I think it was good morning, good afternoon, and good night. Strike one, strike two, strike three. Next batter. Strike one, strike two, strike three. Third batter. Strike one, strike two, strike three. Bill Freehand threw him the ball. He grabbed that ball, and man, he was ticked. He slapped hands with all the fielders, turned around, got right in that dugout. I don't think Mayo Smith ever, ever attempted to walk out the rest of the season. Lake Orion, too. Oh, Lolich had a donut shop in Lake Orion. My dad used to take me there when I was a kid. Thank you, William. Yeah, he had one in downtown Rochester, too. Kim says, sorry, what am I looking at? Forget it. You're late. Bob and Hillsdale beat you to it. Who was the manager of the Tigers, the 1968 Tigers? Mayo Smith. Yep, he got it. And Sparky, thank you, Bubba. Man, I got to tell you, I hate sleeping in a hotel by myself. I got 4 hours and 48 minutes of sleep last night. Couldn't fall asleep until 2:29, got up at 7:30. Sucks being in a hotel. But this is actually a nice hotel. Holiday Inn in Battle Creek. Yep. Good breakfast this morning. Ready to go. Penny, the Tigers roar in 84. Yes, they did. 35-5. The best start of a 40-game season ever. Love my baseball. Can we get to Lansing? I've been talking about, you know, all kinds of stuff this morning. Totally appreciate the interaction with you guys, but I got some stories actually pulled up. All right, I'll make a deal with you. Let's wrap up baseball right now, this segment. last segment, I'll tee up the stories for the third hour. How's that? Any other baseball memories you'd like to share? Text me, 231-360-5140. Yeah, I'll get back to you. She says her grandson's first year of coach pitch. He's a lefty, but might bat right-handed. Not sure. He's somewhat ambidextrous. Switch hitters? Absolutely. Teach them to hit from both sides of the plate. If the pitcher's left-handed, he bats right-handed. If the pitcher's right-handed, he bats left-handed. Absolutely. Is he a big boy or a smaller frame kid? He might be a slap hitter. Might not be a home run hitter, depending on his frame, his length. How tall is he? How old is he and how tall is he? That's the next question. So my dad taught me how to hit to all fields. Don't care where the ball was pitched. Hit this one to the left. Hit this one to center. Hit this one to right. Never forget him teaching me that. I'd always look at the fielders where they were standing, and if the right fielder was cheating in, I would torch him the right field. Hit it over his head. Love the game of baseball. One other thing I do want to mention, we have a class. We're going to talk about this in the next segment. And I'm not getting a lot of participation, and I'm really ticked off. Saturday, April 13th in Traverse City. So far, we only have like 25 people signed up. Do you realize Roxanne Dufort's Mackinac County is going to outperform Traverse City? Katie Niss, if you're listening, really 25, 26 people, that's it? That's all you can get in Traverse City. She had close to 80 in St. Ignace for the Roberts Rules of Order and the Michigan State Constitution class. If you want to go, text me class TC. I'll send you the flyer and the link. We're going to be ordering the books next week, and then that's it. We're closing registration. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
You've never seen the internet like this before. Blazing fast connection, symmetrical upload and download speeds, unlimited access, affordable rates, and no contracts. Delivered by your trusted local cooperative, Presque Electric and Gas Co-op. PIE&G Connect will transform the way you live, work, and play in rural Michigan. There's fast internet, and then there's PIE&G Connect. Show your interest at PIEGConnect.com.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Roly Poly was his nickname, Mickey Lolich. He won over 200 major league games. He's perhaps best known for his performance in the 1968 World Series, in which he pitched three complete game victories, giving up only five runs, including the final and decisive game. Yes, Mickey Lolich. And the thing of it is about him, and I'll never forget this, he was a natural right-hander. But he broke his right arm in his youth, which caused him to learn how to throw lefty. He enjoyed a lengthy and highly successful major league career as a result. He had a self-described rubber arm with a smooth, picturesque delivery. He was a vocal opponent against pitch counts. When the league started pitch counts, he said, "Stop. Don't you count my pitches." He never experienced arm problems while logging in over 3,600 innings. 3 years later, in 1971, he had an incredible 376 innings he pitched in 1971. Lolich and teammate Denny McClain gave the Tigers the best pitching duel in baseball for several years during the latter part of the 1960s. Lolich twice struck out 16 batters in a game for the Tigers until the franchise record was broken. Anibal Sanchez struck out 17 on April 26, 2013. Lolich played for the Tigers 13 years. In that time, he was a picture of consistency, winning 14 or more games for 10 consecutive seasons, including 25 in 1971 and 22 in 1972. Blessed with a better-than-average fastball, his main aspect of pitching was pinpoint control. He issued less than three walks per nine-inning games in his entire career. He called it quits in 1975, when he lost 18 games that year. The Tigers fell back in the standings because of him getting older. He then was traded with Billy Baldwin to the New York Mets for Rusty Staub and Bill Laxton. Lolich was no longer dominant, a starter for the Mets, ended his career in 1976. He retired the following season and opened a donut shop in Lapeer, Michigan and Rochester, Michigan near Detroit. Lolich was granted free agency in 1978, but never actually played more than two seasons before retiring for good. He won 217 games in his career, ranks third among left-handers for career strikeouts, 2,832 behind Steve Carlton and Randy Johnson. He made a total of 324 starts with his favorite catcher, Bill Freehan. It's the highest total for a battery of a pitcher and a catcher in Major League history. The only ones that came close was Warren Spahn and Del Crandall with 316. No other duo even reached 300 starts until Adam Wainwright and Yadier Molina did it for the St. Louis Cardinals in 2021. After his career was over, Lolich continued to run his donut shops for several years before selling the business and retiring to Oregon. He still has a charitable work going on, and he serves as a coach for the Detroit Tigers fantasy camp in Lakeland, Florida. Man, I would love... This is on my bucket list. Bubba, you listening? We're going to Lakeland, Florida, and I am going to play in the Detroit Tigers fantasy camp. I want to hit a home run off of Mickey Lolich. I can pop that left field fence, no problem. He pitches me out over the plate. I will turn on that bad boy, and I will put it over the fence. Well, I'm 66. I think I can still do it. I think I can. We'll have to wait and see. How much is fantasy camp? You know what? I'm going to do it next year. I'm going to do it. I'll be 67. So let's see what Trucker Randy can do it. Fantasy camp in Lakeland, Florida. Mickey Lolich, are you kidding me? He serves as a coach. He doesn't pitch anymore. I'll hit one off of Rosma. Rosie pitches, I think. He couldn't pitch that fast when he was in the major leagues. He had junk. He threw junk. Yeah, Rosie can bring it home, and I'll smack it off. No, you know what I'll do? I'll hit it right up the middle. Perfect timing. Right over the plate, dead center. I'll time it perfect, and I'll shoot one right by his face. I'll make him dive in the dirt. That's what I'll do. Dad taught me that one. If a pitcher was ever dominating our team, Dad would say, hit the pitcher. Yep. I'll fire one right at his head. We'll see if Rosma can dive in the dirt. Then yell at me as I'm rounding first base, laughing at him. Girly man, you had to hit the dirt. You couldn't stand up like a man and just move. That's what I'm going to do. Fantasy camp next year. We're going to Lakeland, Bubba. Final hour out of the gate. We're going to talk about Lansing. Enough baseball. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
Had enough of career politicians? I have. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell running for U.S. Senate. It is time to cure Washington of politics as usual. I have the backbone, knowledge,